wondering whether this was going to be a repeat of one of Mike's former shows, but the good news and the bad news is no, it's not a repeat. The good news, yes, obviously it's not a repeat. The bad news is Mike is not here, and he has asked me to fill in for him. Not just tonight, but tomorrow night as well. This is his evil apprentice, Mark Glenn, from American Free Press. Despite the fact that we will not be graced with Mike's presence tonight or tomorrow night, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why, out of all of the millions of people, the millions of competent and interesting people, Mike had asked to fill in for him. He asks me. I don't know why, but my personal theory is, and I've told him this many times, is that he's trying to get kicked off of RBN, and he figures that I'm the best avenue to do this. Nevertheless, we have two very interesting guests that we're going to have tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we will have the Reverend Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org, who's going to come on the show and who's going to talk about the latest dangers that we are facing here in this country with respect to freedom of speech regarding the passage of the hate crimes legislation. Of course, Ted has been a pioneer in exposing this danger to our First Amendment rights, and he's going to talk about what this portends for us, and I mean for us, literally, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and other media outlets such as American Free Press and others who dare to say boo to the New World Order. Tonight, we have a very special guest with us, and it is none other than Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Now, some of you probably or may have listened Saturday afternoon when I filled in for Hashem, who was too busy doing something else. I tease him and tell him that he was probably busy doing dancing lessons or something of that sort. Anyway, Saturday I filled in for Hashem, and I had Phil on the show with me. Well, not wanting to abuse Phil's good friendship, nevertheless, last night I received a very disturbing phone call from him that prompted me to ask him to come on the show tonight and to talk about it. Of course, Phil was with us in California the weekend before, where he spoke at the No More Wars for Israel conference. He was one of the keynote speakers, and as far as I'm concerned, he gave one of the most important and the most memorable of all the speeches that took place that weekend. And so Phil is going to be with us. And hopefully, I asked Phil what the possibility of this would be, of having some of the other Liberty crew members maybe call in tonight. I'm looking on the board here, and I don't see that any have called in yet. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some of the other fellows on, because this has been a very important last 3 or 4 months, ladies and gentlemen. In addition to the reunion that took place in Washington, D.C. over the weekend of June the 8th, also there have been some very important stories that have come out in the mainstream press, not the least of which was in the Chicago Tribune just a few weeks ago. An excellent, excellent story. In fact, I think that this was the best story that I have yet read on the USS Liberty. I don't remember offhand what the name of the fellow was who wrote it, but the important thing was is that it did make its way into the mainstream press. And so we're going to be talking about that with Phil tonight. Of course, we welcome your calls, as always, at 800-313-9443. I don't hear that music yet. There it is. There's our music. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with Phil Turney of the USS Liberty. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, October the 22nd. My goodness, is it that late? And I am filling in for our good friend Michael Collins Piper, who is still in California. I spoke with Mike today, and he sounds the best that he has sounded in years. I think that that nice, clean, warm California air is probably doing him some good, not the least of which also is due to the fact that he is not in his hometown of Washington, D.C., with all its corruption and whatever. Anyway, as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night we will have Ted Pike on with us as a guest. Ted, his website can be found at truthtellers.org. He will be talking about the passage of the hate crimes legislation. It has already passed the House and the Senate and is merely awaiting the signature of President Bush, who, although he has promised that he would not sign it, Ted seems to think that they are going to attach this bill to some type of military appropriations bill that Bush will not be able to refuse signing. And what this obviously means is that the kind of repressive laws that exist in other places of the world where people are thrown in jail for exercising their right to freedom of speech, freedom of thought, whatever, that this same apparatus is going to be here in the United States of America. Now, as I said, tonight we're going to have with us Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. I don't want to abuse my friendship with Phil, but last night I received a phone call from him that prompted me to want to have him on the program, in addition to the fact that, after all, ladies and gentlemen, he is a real American hero in the way that I introduced him at the conference out in L.A. We have in our midst a real American hero, and I don't just mean Phil. I mean all of the men aboard the USS Liberty. Now, some people have criticized me saying that I spend too much time talking about the USS Liberty, but the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that we would not find ourselves in the mess that we're in right now, not only in the Middle East, but here politically in this country. We wouldn't be talking about this hate crimes legislation that we're going to be talking about tomorrow night if the USS Liberty had been dealt with 40 years ago the way that it should have been dealt with. All of these things that are converging upon us in this country, that whether these things are involving the war in the Middle East, or whether these things are the war on our freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, these things all originate with the same thing, which is this thing known as the Zionist lobby. And so, for me, for whatever reason, I have adopted the mindset that the solution to us as Americans extricating ourselves from this problem, and this problem being the disproportionate amount of influence that the Jewish lobby exerts over our political systems. In my opinion, the solution to this thing has been sitting here in front of us for the last 40 years, and it lies with the USS Liberty incident. I am of the firm belief that if the American people were made aware of what took place 40 years ago when an unarmed United States ship was brutally attacked for over an hour by a foreign nation, and that this was covered up for 40 years, I think that if the American people were made aware of this in the proper sense, that this would begin the domino effect of Americans beginning to rethink this relationship that they enjoy with this nation in the Middle East known as Israel. I am a firm believer in the fact that things don't necessarily happen by accident. And all of the Liberty survivors with whom I have spoken have told me, almost to a man, that it is nothing less than a miracle that that ship did not sink that day. And if that indeed is the case, ladies and gentlemen, then we have to ask ourselves, what was the reason behind this ship being spared that day? And by that, I mean, what was the reason that a higher power stepped in and prevented that ship from being sunk? And I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this ship has been sitting out there, this issue with USS Liberty has been sitting out there as a solution for the American people, sitting out there for 40 years, and yet we have not really even given it a second thought. And I think that at this time, more than ever, this solution sitting out there in front of us, this may be the very thing that winds up saving our nation because, as I've said to other people, particularly apologists for the state of Israel, who try to make the ridiculous argument that this attack on this ship after 8 hours of slow reconnaissance flights on the part of Israeli aircraft and an attack that lasted for over an hour with tens of thousands of rounds of armor-piercing bullets, almost 1,000 rockets, and 5 torpedoes. Anybody who argues that this was a case of mistaken identity, what I would say to them is this isn't as much a case of mistaken identity as those planes flying into the Twin Towers on 9/11 were. And so with that in mind, I would like to bring up our guest tonight, Phil Turney of the USS Liberty. Phil, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. How you doing, Mark?
Fine. How are you doing? Thanks for coming on again, Phil.
Yeah, hey, no problem. And I guess there's a reason you're hosting is that you're doing a good job, and things happen because they're supposed to. And it's always nice to talk to you. You have a good way about yourself, and you're a smart man, and you understand what's going on in the world, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know, Phil, if I could just divert our discussion for just a moment. You know, I had a as bad as last weekend was with all of the things that were happening. You know, I've talked to some of the other people who were there this weekend, in particular some of the people involved in organizing the event. The one thing that I can walk away from this feeling good about is that I got to spend some really good time speaking with you. As I said to you in phone conversation since then, I really wish I had gotten to know you sooner, because it's just a shame that you see all this time that's gone past and you think, you know, this is a person that I really wish I had gotten to know earlier. But anyway, Phil, the reason I brought you up, in addition to the USS Liberty being, in my opinion, such an important topic, last night you phoned me and you divulged some information to me that, even though it didn't seem to affect you very much, it sure did affect me. It really made me mad when you told me this. And I would like for you to pass this information along to our listeners tonight.
I'd be glad to. I really don't want to get into the meat of what I was told, but you can take it for what it's worth. It was basically, you know, that it's time for you to shut up and quit talking about the USS Liberty. You have several options. And those options weren't given to me in a specific order, but I certainly knew what they meant. I've had these before years ago when my kids were just little, and I had a threat against my daughter, which she is now 21 years old. But I just with the conference. With the people that were there, with the news media coming on board somewhat, these type of people, these type of individuals, the only outlet they have is intimidation and terror. And if we want to talk about terror, there was a terrorist attack on our ship June 8, 1967, and that terrorist attack has not gone away. It's not going away until the truth is told, as long as there's people like you and Eileen Fleming and others, and I think that to try to be scared off is not going to work with me. And I hope it doesn't happen to anybody else.
Well, Phil, for the benefit of the listeners here, let's just tell everybody what happened. Last night, you received two phone calls in close succession with each other at your home. The one phone call was a male who basically told you that last weekend you were someplace you shouldn't have been, and as a result of this, your life is in danger.
That's correct.
Okay, and then the second phone call that you received right on the heels of the first one was a female basically telling you the same thing, that there's a target on your back and they're going to get you.
Yep.
Yes, okay, now...
There is a red target on my back.
A red target on your back. Now, what I would like the listeners to understand here is this. If Phil... been a congressman, or if he had been a rabbi at a local synagogue, and if some Muslim or some neo-Nazi had called him and made threats like this, we would hear all about this on mainstream news from morning until night. It would be a case of domestic terrorism. All the stops would be pulled out to find out who is responsible for it. But yet, nothing like that took place. Okay, listen, we've got a break. We'll be back in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in. The one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper, who is down in warm, sunny California while I'm up here in cold, gray, rainy, blustery North Idaho, but that's okay. That's okay. We have with us tonight Phil Turney from the USS Liberty, who is telling us about what happened to him last night when he received 2 phone calls in close proximity with each other. Where basically his life was threatened because he dared to exercise his rights as an American of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, at the No More Wars for Israel conference last weekend in Southern California. Now, Phil, if I could for just a second before we get back into your discussion, I'm going to tell the listeners here a little story about what happened to me when I was at the Spokane International Airport Friday morning, headed down to the conference. Now, people who know me know that I generally try to stay away from sounding paranoid or anything like that. Since I've gotten involved in this, I've run into hundreds of people who swore up and down that they were being followed by the FBI, that attempts had been made on their lives, and that their phones were being tapped. And I basically took all of these things with a grain of salt. Be anybody who would come forward and say that I had made the same claim. But I will make that claim now with regards to my trip down to California. I was under surveillance at the Spokane International Airport the morning that I was about to fly out. And it was as obvious as obvious as anything. And it was a man-woman team, a team at least pretending to be married or something like that. It was obvious that they were watching me, that they were looking for me. And I thought to myself, when I became aware of the fact that they were following me and they were watching me, and I don't know what agency they were from, whether it was a governmental or non-governmental agency such as the ADL or one of these other Jewish interest groups, but my thought was, who the hell do these people think they are, that they have the right to follow and to spy and try to intimidate and terrorize American citizens who choose to exercise their rights of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, or whatever. And this is what we have got to get in our minds, ladies and gentlemen, is that these people despise the freedoms that our forefathers fought and died for over 200 years ago. They despise these things, and they will not rest until they absolutely scour our political system of all of these things. And so this is why I guess I was so profoundly affected when Phil called me last night and said that he had received these threatening phone calls, one from a man and then one from a woman, and that's exactly how I came in contact with this team who was following me. The first person I came in contact with was a man, and the second one was with a woman, and then they wound up pairing up together. But who the hell do these people think they are? Do they think that this is Nazi Germany or Bolshevik Russia or something like that? And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the lesson that we have got to impart upon our friends and our neighbors and everyone else. These people are out to destroy the United States of America, and they are out to destroy our freedoms. Make no mistake about it. All those Christian Zionists out there who are constantly jumping up and down with glee over this alliance that supposedly exists between the United States and this, as far as I'm concerned, this Marxist nation that calls itself Israel. This exists for one reason and one reason only, and it is to destroy our freedoms. Now, Phil, having digressed like that, I'd like you to go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit more information about this thing that happened to you last night, if you would.
Like I said, I've heard it before, and I knew where it was coming from. I thought about it. And I thought about it, and as I told you, you know, I thought I'd give you a call and tell you what was going on. But when you think about it, of exactly what's going on in our country, in this country of the home of the brave and the land of the free, is that we're being led around by our little noses. By a country that could care less what happens to your family, mine, or anybody else's, as long as they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did get what they want in 40 years ago. They got by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder with the assistance of our government in covering it up. Now that the word is coming out more and more, especially with the Internet, people like you, that are not going to stand by and let our country go down the tubes. They are afraid of us, even though it's a small voice. It's a very powerful voice. Now, if we have on our internet site, we put up
$10,000
reward.
Hey, Phil, sorry to interrupt. Hold on, I hear that music. We've got to go to a quick break. Just hold that thought. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with Phil Kearney of the USS Liberty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper. He will not be with us tomorrow night. He begged me to come on. I was very reluctant to do it. I don't like following in his footsteps because he does such a wonderful job, and I, well, let's just say I don't do that good of a job. Anyway, we have with us on the line a real American hero as far as I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Turney of the USS Liberty. I had the distinct honor of spending the weekend with Phil last weekend down in Southern California, where he spoke at the No More Wars for Israel conference. As far as I'm concerned, I do believe it's a toss-up. The speakers, particularly the speakers on Saturday night, did an outstanding job. And I don't want to play favorites here, but and of course, because I know my good friend Hisham is most likely either listening to this program now or he will be listening to the rebroadcast later. As far as I'm concerned, Phil's speech was the most important speech that was given that night because it cuts right to the heart of why we find ourselves in the middle of this horrible mess that we're in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the fact that an act of war was perpetrated against the United States 40 years ago, and nothing has been done about it. For 40 years, it has been sitting there like an open wound, and it has not been dressed. And so I asked Phil to come on tonight because, as I said earlier, he called me last night and told me that he had received these two threatening phone calls. And I wanted you out there in the listening audience to understand what it is that people like Phil have to go through on a regular basis. Now, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is not the first time that something like this has happened to you. Is that right?
No, it is not.
Why don't you share with us some of the other instances where these thugs have inserted themselves into the fragile peace of your life and threatened you and your family like this?
Well, the first instance was about 20 years ago when I first got involved, and my youngest daughter her name was mentioned that, you know, if you love your kids, it would be best for you to just to back off of this. And, of course, it was more anger. I wanted to go through the phone and strangle this guy. But over the years, I've had several threats, this and that and the other. And I'm sure some of the other survivors have in different ways or others. But for some reason, I have really gotten under some people's skin. And I guess the reason is I tell it the way it is. Now, listen, if these guys want to come get me or whatever, I guess that's so be it. But listen, if they want to go into a court of law and sue me for everything I have, we'll prove who's right or wrong. Now, they haven't done it in 40 years, so they're not going to do it now because they know we got the goods on them. We got the evidence. We got a $10,000 reward for anybody that wants to come up and disclaim our eyewitness account, and not only ours, but reams and reams and reams of documents to prove that it was a deliberate attack and our government helped cover it up. And I, you know, I stand by it. My shipmates stand by it. And, you know, if they want to come up and do something else, maybe we'll just up the reward to $20,000. Prove us wrong. Take us to court. Take me to court personally. Take me to court personally.
Phil, I don't want to bring up any painful memories here, but I would just like to put things in context for the listeners, okay? Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that those of us out here who speak out against this war, speak up for the soldiers who are losing their lives and their limbs over there in the Middle East, and those of us who dare to say that this war has nothing to do with anything other than fighting Israel's wars, we're called traitors, we're called un-American, we are lumped in with the worst individuals that have ever been part of American history. And yet, here is this man here on the other end of this line, Phil Turney, who told me some stories last weekend, stories that I'm not going to recount here out of consideration for Phil's feelings, because they are so graphic and they're so horrible that I wouldn't want to put him on the spot the way that he was on the spot a week ago when he was telling me these stories of things that he saw, things that he heard, things he witnessed that day as this American ship was being attacked. And yet, because this man who gave his blood for his country, because this man dares to speak up and tell the truth about what happened that day, these Marxist thugs who lecture the rest of us on issues such as patriotism, loyalty, love for country, and all the rest of that, feel that they have the right to call him up in his home and to wage terrorism against him. And that's exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is terrorism. And these people know that it's terrorism because they're too cowardly to give their names or any other kind of identifying information where they can be tracked down. They do it from pay phones, or they do it from phone cards or something like that. They'll put a cloth over the receiver so that their voice can be masked. They're nothing but cowards, ladies and gentlemen. They're cowards and they're murderers. They know that they are. They know that the day that the American people find out about what happened to these men 40 years ago is going to be the day that this entire nightmare that has been going on in the Middle East for almost a century now comes crumbling down.
Mark, the only way that we're ever going to get this taken care of is with people like you, supporters, believers in the Constitution, free speech, and their right to assemble. And without people like you on the phone trying to get this word out, we're dead in the water. And I certainly appreciate everything you've done and your organization. I know the congregation did not go well, or the gathering for a good talk didn't go as it was supposed to last week. But listen, we've made a lot of good friends. I have, I know you have, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, I just things happen for a reason, and we ended up in a church, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's right, Phil. In fact, I'm glad things. Yeah, it'd be nice if they weren't so bumpy, but I think in the end we came out on top of everything, and not the least of which is that we have your speech, which is going to be broadcast over the internet, and I'm going to let everybody listening here know. One of the reasons, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe that the forces were brought to bear in shutting this conference down is because they knew that we had something big planned, and I'll tell you right now what that big thing was. We have a taped speech that the president of Iran himself prepared just for our conference, and we were going to broadcast this speech at the conference, and we were going to stream it live over the internet. We were going to have every major media outlet there. My intention was to bring as much attention to this by having this speech from the president of Iran there, so that the world would be able to focus in not just on the speech, but the fact that Phil Turney of the USS Liberty was there. Now, I will let you know this, ladies and gentlemen. Sometime within the next week, this speech from the president of Iran that was made specifically for our conference, and I'll let you in on a little bit of information on it. Basically, what he says in this speech is that the Christians and the Muslims need to understand that they have a common enemy, that they need to stop fighting with each other and start concentrating on fighting that common enemy. That is the thrust of his speech. And I am going to be putting this this speech on the internet within the next week. I'm going to let all of the major media outlets know about it, and we're going to bring as much attention to this as possible, because I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that if something is not done, soon, we are going to reach that point in the abyss where there is going to be no turning back. And, of course, what I'm talking about here is the war with Iran. The only chance we have of averting this thing is if enough people in this country wake up and say, absolutely not, we will not stand for this 1 second longer. Phil, we've got at least one call here that I want to bring up, one of my favorite people, and it's Gloria in New York. Gloria, are you there?
Hello.
Gloria.
Hi.
You're on.
Okay, hi. First of all, I want to thank you, Mark, for bringing the USS Liberty situation to light. That is so important. How could we be Americans if we don't have history, true history? And that is part of our true history. Thank you, Mark, for all of your efforts.
Well,
and,
thanks,
and I want to say
Phil
to your guest,
Liberty guys, not me.
And is it Phil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to thank Phil. You are a hero. I appreciate you so much, and may God bless you forever. I'm going to pray for you. But and also, you need to pray, because there is power in prayer, and the Lord will cover you and give you comfort. I promise you that. Another thing is, I was getting crank calls once, and I went to Radio Shack, and I picked up an inexpensive answering machine, you know, the ones where you can record the conversation for half an hour. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Gloria.
Yes. Anyway, the next time you get this kind of a call, just press the little button, pick up one of those machines at Radio Shack, and see if you can get as much as they can say, and then you call back all of the talk shows, you call every show, this show, and you play it back. And, boy, I guarantee you, you will never hear from those guys again.
Well, actually, Gloria, you know, you are exactly right. Occasionally I get some really nasty emails from our friends in the Zionist community. And the first thing that I do is that I try to draw them in deeper so that they really say some really nasty things. And then right after that, what I'll do is I'll take that information, the sum of the email discussion, and I'll put it on the Internet along with their name and their email address, and I never hear from them again. So you are exactly right in that. And
it works beautiful. It works like a charm. I'm telling you. Anyway, that caller knew that I had taped it, and I never heard from them again. And because I do believe in my Lord and my God, Jesus Christ, I have absolute peace. Sir, you deserve peace, and you need to look to the Lord. You know, He will be there for you. But you also have to do little things that will annoy them. So get that answering machine. Try to get everything you can on tape. And call up all of the shows. I mean, play it on the air. Let me tell you, those people are going to back down so fast. Believe me, you have more power than you know. Just be at peace, and God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. So, you know, just be at peace and do the things I told you. It's so true. It's going to work for you. But continue to tell the truth. God bless you, and continue the fight, you and Mark. And anyway, I'm going to get off the line. Take care now.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you. Let's see.
I just got
word that my good friend Hashem is on the line. He's probably going to chew me out. Hashem, are you there?
Mark, how are you tonight? And Phil, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Actually, Mark,
how are your dancing lessons?
Oh, my dancing lessons went very, very well. So if you... you know, Mark, now people probably thinking... No, he's right. He stayed in California to go to take dancing lessons or to teach dancing lessons. I don't know. Mark, I know the subject is about the liberty, and I'm just now tuning in. I had plenty of things to do, but I said I need to call in before the end of the hour. It's amazing, Mark, when you guys talk about the liberty. And how Israel can get away with something so huge, it's unbelievable. But when I look at it, the more I look into this, I find out that we have a long way to go in fighting this beast, because this beast is connected. It's connected 100% from all aspects. It's connected through the it's like, you know, imagine it as a center, and you have links from that center to the government, the media, education. They're all the same people. Those who are in control are the same people with a huge program, and we are nothing but basically pawns on a chessboard. Because, you know, I can't believe that people would be worried about fictitious things in the world, and when it comes to real things that took place in the world, people don't want to listen to it. And Phil, does this, like, you feel frustrated that, you know, real things people don't want to hear from you, but fictitious things they go to war after? Are you frustrated with this?
Oh, absolutely. I'm terribly frustrated. I'm frustrated with speeches that were made that we're going into World War III. I'm worried about. And frustrated about a speech today by Vice President Cheney that this will not stand, and that our allies are with us. But he did not say what allies he was even talking about. And I, you know, yeah, I'm frustrated, and I don't want. I would like the USS Liberty to come out. This story of duplicity and cold-blooded premeditated murder to let the American people know that, hey, we're all be taken for a ride, and if we don't get off this horse, we're all going to be in deep, 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 deep trouble.
Mark, can I squeeze in one more question?
Go ahead. You take all the time you need, Sam.
Well, I'm wondering if, of course, it was a serious thing that took place in his life with these phone calls that he received. But I just wanted to know, were these phone calls, is he concerned, or will this give him, like, I had that music.
So yeah, we'll be, just hold on, Hisham. We'll
okay,
be back in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper, who is suntanning down in California while I am growing pale in North Idaho. Anyway, we have on the line with us tonight a very special guest, Phil Turney of the USS Liberty, and my good friend Hisham has called in to give his 2 cents. Go ahead with what you were saying, Hisham.
Okay. Well, you always said 2 cents. It's 5 cents. Phil, the two calls that you received basically asking you to stop speaking out, normally the harassments will continue and it might take different shapes. Are you at all concerned about what might those harassments or the form of harassments might take, or are you concerned for your life, and will this stop you from speaking out?
No, it'll never stop me from speaking out. You know, God saved me 40 years ago, and if when my time comes, it'll come just like everybody else's. But they're not going to get me off this bicycle. I'm going to ride it till the tires fall off. And I got to tell you something. And when we had our Liberty Library dedicated to us, we were threatened with bodily harm, and we had to have SWAT teams, and they blocked off the streets. That's how afraid of us they are. Is the truth getting out? And no, I don't think anybody should be frightened from telling the truth. And if we do, then they win, and they win an easy battle. But they're not going to win this one.
Hashem, do you have anything else? Hashem, I guess we've lost Hashem. Phil. What's that? He's not? Okay. He must have hung up. Okay. Let's see. We have one more caller. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to bring him up. We're going to try. Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up. Bob? What about Bob? Well, I guess
Hello?
Bob is not with us. There he is. Okay. Bob, come on up.
How much time do I have?
Looks like you've got about a minute and a half.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because the truth to get out is really important, right, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Well, whenever you talk about that conference, you need to preface it with the uncertainty that Mona talked about the other day.
Okay.
Now the reason, because that's very important, and the fact that you won't neglect to say it is not, to me, affects your credibility very much. Now the reason I called, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the man on the Liberty, but I have listened to you all talk on this subject two or three times now, and I don't know anything about what happened on the Liberty that day. You spend almost zero time telling us about the facts, and 99% of the time, and just a second ago, you said that you weren't going to repeat the stories he told you, so whatever happened on the Liberty must be some big secret.
It's not a matter of it being a secret.
I have some questions. I have a question for you. Where were you on the Liberty that day?
I was in damage control. I was on the main deck.
Okay, what did you see?
What I saw was jet aircraft strafing the ship, and I saw torpedo boats torpedoing our ship. And go to USSLiberty.org.
No, I want to hear it from your lips.
Okay, well, Bob, we're going to have to do this another time because that music means that we're out of time. As usual, always a pleasure to have Bob on the air. Phil, thank you for coming on. I'll be sure to make sure to have you on again next time Mike decides to go sunbathing.
Yeah.
In the meantime, tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned with Ted Pike, who's going to be on with us talking about the hate bill. And until then, have a nice night, and we'll see you tomorrow. With